to advertise, email podcast@thisisvechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. If you've been thinking about joining Hollywood Bets and you haven't, well, now is the perfect time to do it. Hollywood Bets is rolling out an amazing welcome package for all new clients, and you don't want to miss it. Just for your successful registering and a new account, you get a 25 Rand sign-up bonus and 50 free spins. It's that simple. No deposit is needed. Just create your account, and the 25 Rand bonus is yours. To get this offer, just click the link in our description right below and use our promo code CHILLERS. The bonus and the spins will be loaded into your account once it's successfully activated. Of course, this welcome offer is for new customers who are 18 and over. Terms and conditions do apply. And as always, please remember to play responsibly, Penduka.
Yeah, please, guys. Gamble. Don't gamble with money you need to live off.
100%. It's a fantastic way to get started. So don't miss out. Go grab your bonus and free spins right now.
Yeah.
And now it's time to check out the Q&A.
Bro, before we start the show, man.
Yeah.
What's this guy? Tato's gotta be a comedian, man. This nigga's funny, man.
Tato
is fucking funny, man.
You're funny, bro. Gosh.
So we're eating, right? And you left, right?
Yes.
So let me tell you what happened.
Go get them up.
Yes. Yeah, so let me give you context, right?
to instruct Zozo to come mop.
This is me walking into Zozo's office. Zozo, where's the mop? I've made a mess. Don't worry, I'll sort it out. Like, are you sure? No need, man. No, I'll sort it out, so it's cool.
No, like, wow, Saul, thank Saul, you. We heard you. You said Simpiwe made a mess.
Yes,
what is happening here? Ganging up on me. Mob justice. Not even mob justice. Don't swear, like, guys.
So let me give you context, bro. This is the finest thing I've heard this year, bro. So we're chilling, we're eating, right? And then I'm like to Fat Checker, because she's doing music now.
Yes,
I'm like, how many songs do you have now? She's like, oh, I got about 4 songs.
Oh, wow, 4 songs.
Beautiful. I'm like, so what do you tap into when you make the songs?
Mm.
And she couldn't answer it. Mm. And then Ghost Lady's like, just tap into Abogogo. That's the cheat code.
Yeah, yeah, spiritual, yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Messages.
And then... and then Tato was like, yo... Love a coke or wherever they're back. So he's like, have a coke wherever they are. They go to each other wherever they are, and they're like, yo, has your child asked for an album?
And then
Ghost Lady is like, Gamza's Goku is an influencer because every year is Pagam.
Oh, wow.
She's tired. Every year, Pagam has spots.
Tato said they are Pagam.
And they were like, no wonder the hip hop guys don't have hits because they talk to their gogos in English.
Oh!
No, we said they're still talking about them bitches.
Oh, the bitches! But in the salad, I'm a bitch.
They are not tapped in.
So when the gogos are speaking, the hip hop was like, I'm not right, what's up with me?
I'm not sure. They like that. I'm somewhere. I'm born. I want to. Ang mooswa.
Ang mooswa.
That's funny. That's
like
hilarious.
They pushed Young Stunner's album for later because Kamsa's cock was like, oh, I man.
Oh, yeah, 7 Zephyr Lucas.
That's funny. That is funny.
Oh, that is
hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Hey, man, don't you feel pity for these gogos, man? They're going through a lot.
Ah, hey, Malele, my name is 7. My husband here while I'm coming. Yeah, you know, 4 songs not enough.
A fact checker, that's the cheat code. You need to always
tap into the goggles, man. You know? That's what reason is. Exactly.
So whenever you have to answer, talk about the goggles. Everyone.
So Kappa's goggles an influencer there.
Yeah.
I'm cool, I left behind. But yeah, the boy child is left behind. The Mkulu ancestors left behind. Neglected. Fagama emojis a certain color. Underground. About now. But now. Push it, come back. Why I like this thing, I appreciate it. Cool, shame,
it's,
man.
It's
try them coolies, actually.
Anyway. All right, so we're about to answer some questions. We asked Chillers to send us questions as we usually do every year. Because we appreciate you guys. We're nothing without you guys.
Yeah, at all.
So we're about to answer some questions. And Dudu wanted me to ask the questions, but I think it's better if she does because then I won't know then what the questions
are. It's more fun for everyone.
So can you give Dudu a mic and...
she's got Dudu,
give Dudu the mic.
Asibuza bagogo.
Bagogo.
Are you ready for the first question?
Oh, yeah.
So these are questions from Chillers, strictly.
Okay, to all of us. One question to all three of us. Okay, great.
You can hear that it's asking all of you guys. So this one, it says, this year Saul had a baby.
Ooh.
Last year it was Ghosty, in fact checker.
Yeah.
Next year, who's having a baby according to you guys?
Ah! Ooh, good one!
It's not to me, that's for sure.
I feel like Dumi will prove us wrong. We're gonna have a baby by Dumi.
Hey man.
That's a good question.
I'm gonna hit us with another one.
No, she's still traumatized.
Did you block it or like do something to that is giving you the confidence to positively say no?
Why?
See, the thing about a kid is the one who's the least expected is the one who always has a kid.
Abstaining.
Ne? That's the word. Ne?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for Newa, bro.
I say Tibla.
And Newa hasn't been, you know, there's some shoots where he hasn't been around for a while.
Oh, so he's been shooting elsewhere.
Oh.
You've been shooting, my nigga.
Oh.
You've been shooting
elsewhere. And then he asked the guy, where's Newa? He said, home.
No, actually, he's always home. I say Tibla, man.
Tibla?
I don't know Tibla. Yeah, because he's least expected.
And he's got a steady girlfriend.
Very steady. He's the one who's been in the longest relationship, right, of all your boys. Yep, I say Tibla.
You go, Slady.
I think it's shots. And Basom Trap.
You also Trap, up boy.
Okay, that's possible.
Yeah.
Because it's been... abstaining for so long. First round. Jaka.
Keep it condensed. Condensed milk. Flood of it.
It's a waterfall.
Yeah, a whole torrent of it. Yeah, now I've got Tibla.
By the way,
I know my gender.
So what do you do when you honey? Like, do you masturbate? Yeah, you masturbate, ne? Are you...
in the mic, man.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Are you
No, say it like you said it before.
I masturbate. Yeah. When I'm horny, I masturbate.
You said it was silent. Say it. I masturbate when I'm horny. That's it.
Dope, man.
So are you a Pornhub guy? Or like you think about one of your exes? Like what how we masturbate?
To be honest with you, I look at Twitter. Twitter has
Wait, do you have an account for your Twitter side or it's what you follow with your account, Shot by Tabang?
Yeah, no, I don't follow it. It popped up one time on my timeline and then I just clicked on
it. So you're holding your dick waiting for the porn to pop up. You're seeing my tweets. Podcast
and chill.
AI of him kissing me and you're like, what? Yeah!
That's the one.
He's like, yeah, because if you're using your account, It means you're seeing so many normal tweets because it's not like every tweet is a porn. Ooh. Unless you got an account where you follow the porn stuff and then you're like Twitter and you're ready to go.
Oh man, like I don't usually do it, obviously. Mm. It's just
when it pops up.
You don't usually
I don't usually do it. I don't usually search for porn, bro.
Okay, so when it pops up.
It finds you. Okay, so
no porn.
If it finds you and you're trying to masturbate, do you seize that moment? Like in your boy have a sweet. I'm coming. Like
oh man, look, porn affects your psychology or as well.
Yeah, it's bad, yeah.
So once in a while, man, it's cool to pop one out, you know, just, you know, to relieve the system. Also, it's healthy. Mm.
What's a while when you say once in a while?
I don't really count, but whenever you know, the system, you'll feel it in the system.
Yeah, you do.
You feel it.
I gotta pop one.
There's no schedule or like every night before bed, no.
So why aren't you into the porn hubs of this world?
I mean, it's the same videos, bro.
How do you guys masturbate as ladies?
How do women masturbate?
Yeah.
In the same way as men.
So you on Twitter as well?
No, I don't.
Do you use lubricant or like lotion? You said the same as men, Akir. So what lotion are you using?
Okay, obviously there's people who also use your toys, right? So maybe you'd need to lubricate the toys. I don't use toys.
Oh, men, we don't use toys. Okay, so you don't like masturbate like men then?
No, but women do masturbate. Like masturbating as a woman.
No, we know women masturbate. Yeah. How? Yeah, how? How? What's your process?
What are you thinking of?
It's calm.
No. What stimulates you?
Yes.
Oh, you don't need a visual stimulus?
You must have to think of a good time, right? You think of sex.
So you don't have to see anything?
No.
Whoa.
No.
Remember, we're visual. They're not that visual.
So it's a memory.
It's even an emotional thing.
So you could think of like your past ex or something.
Oh, why?
Someone who used to give it too good.
It's been ages. I'm not even.
Oh, okay. This one is a fossil. Let's go to.
Let's go to.
Yeah. Let's go to how, like, let's
someone
go to the
parents.
Software update, updated version, latest version.
How's it for you, Fat Chick?
How's what?
Masturbating. Like, what are you thinking of?
I haven't done it in a long time.
The last time you did.
What am I thinking of?
Do you need visual or it's imagination?
It's what you saw earlier on, or do you whip out a phone and go to your gallery, or do you go to, you know, a porn site or...
Where do we go, Ghosty?
Men like goes on Twitter, is he saying, or goes on Pornhub, is he saying?
I think it depends, yeah.
On what?
On
okay,
how
so on one random day, what would it be?
For me.
Yeah, it's for you.
Yo. Such pressure.
Do you listen to a podcast? Maybe.
No.
Yeah. We never know, man, you know?
Who would listen to a podcast? You can say porn, yeah. You can say.
Oh, okay. Now, I'm trying to understand if it's visual. Because for men, I can't come with that visual.
Yeah.
But people get stimulated by different things. That's the thing.
What stimulates you?
Yo. I give.
Is it a past experience? Maybe think about a past experience. Like, oh, that sex was great. I miss it. Or I miss him. Or I miss that
feeling.
Or a feeling.
Future experience. Maybe we've got a guest here and you put it in your bookmark.
Wow.
It could be a past experience.
I knew it.
What's more satisfying, toys or your fingers? Your hands?
Who?
Both.
Not both, because they do different things.
Mm.
They work with different things. If you want to be stimulated somewhere, you'll use one tool. If you want to be stimulated somewhere else, you'll use another tool.
This is crazy. No, aren't you like 16, wait. Bro? You're like a 16, bro.
Pardon?
She's a mom, bro.
She's a mom.
Your mom.
What was your question, Saul? Is it your hands or toys? What did you say?
Yeah, like what's your go-to? Like what? Can you masturbate without Like, what's your preference?
Okay, remember, I think people differ. Some, it would be the penetration itself. Hence, maybe they would love the toys. So, for me, it's stimulation of the clitoris. So, clitoral stimulation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what's at the party.
Just that there. Way, everything is at.
Mm.
So, it's like, yeah.
Mm. Oh, interesting. Eh?
Yeah, very.
So I know sexually I'm stimulated by touch.
Mm.
So it's touch. It's not.
Touch is a move.
Yeah, it touches a move. Mm. Yes. Mm. My husband knows.
Mm.
Okay. My, Dudu, next question. Well, who's smiling at
Jay? Dudu has stories.
She's excited. This is excited. This is exciting. Dudu?
I have no stories. So, which artist is overrated in SA, but people are scared to say it?
Ooh, that's a good question. Wow. Ooh. Hey, chillers are coming with fire this year.
Nice.
Wow.
Sure.
And you can't say yourself.
I'm not overrated.
Yeah, he's not overrated.
I'm not overrated. I get my rightful credit.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Overrated.
Overrated. What names are coming to your mind?
Oh man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Pagama so.
I just, man, never got the hype, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of
so. No, I'm thinking. You know what? I'm thinking, bro. I'm thinking. This is...
Who are you thinking of right now?
Who's Usman Mane right now. I'm thinking of Usman Mane right now. Because I feel like it's more of a... The machine behind him. I mean, I've seen old videos where he's in his hood and he's killing shit. But I think with the label, it's just been works of the label that are, you know, that created the hype.
What did it take you so long to say that?
Organic or unauthentic. What? Because I was thinking of artists, bro.
Who else were you thinking?
No, I first thought of Piano, and I thought, who's the big guys? And all the big guys, bro, have put in the work, and they've got a huge following.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, they've, you know? And it's organic. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's not the works of a label. Yes, some guys obviously have that support, your Kabzas, your Momos, where they know that if we spend this much in marketing, we're going to recoup this money back, etc. But
think,
it has to be him, man. You know? You think, and he's not a whack artist, but I feel like the hype doesn't match the music when I go around. You know, I don't hear it that much, but I hear the hype and the name before. The name and the hype precedes the music.
Mm. Do you think... So remember in America, right?
Mm.
Hip-hop has been around for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it stemmed from niggas in the hood trying to get out. And they were just like hungry, you know. And that's why the music was so beautiful.
And there was a voice to say something like, fuck the police.
100%,
for example,
right?
NWA, yeah.
And then, because it's been around so long, they bred kids that didn't have that same hunger, right? So now, the hip-hop that you listen to, that's why it hasn't been in the Billboard 100s for however long, right? Is because like they don't have that same hunger, and it's all about bitches and taking drugs and whatever, right? So with that in mind, do you think that's going to happen to Piano? Because like a Kabza, right, grew up from the hood, was hungry, wanted to get out, get the money, but his kid doesn't have that same story. So like if his kid was to get into Piano, he's not going to do the whole, like he won't have the soul. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
I do, but I'm trying to think of an artist who, like, Foka doesn't necessarily come from a very bad home, but he's got the hunger to thrive in the music.
He comes from Ekasi. He didn't grow up in the burbs.
Mm.
See, a Kabza's child will grow up in the burbs, not knowing the struggle. So they won't have that same hunger.
You do have a point.
But isn't there a technique, though?
You do have
a
point.
That you learn over time of how to master, that maybe Kabza can teach his child. No, this is the technique.
But you can't teach a child how to be struggling in the hood.
But it's not always about struggling.
No, piano's big because of struggle, bro. Like, all the biggest songs are like, Sifuni Mali, you know what I mean? So, don't let me go to the go-go.
So that's the thing. It's about knowing what sells. So it's the technique. Okay, you must have, these are the kind of vocals.
No, so for example, look at Abantwana Bako. Tina Sibantwana Bako. Boom, 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 boom,
boom. Boom, 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 yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
But was that Kabza who wrote that?
No, it's not. But I'm saying, I'm not making it about Kabza. I'm just saying that this generation that we have of piano artists are very, it's like how Kwaito started in 94 when people just wanted a voice. Like, don't call me Kafir.
Yes.
But Arthur's kids can't sing Don't Call Me Kafir because they didn't have the same experience. So experiences is what makes us, right?
Yeah.
So now if you are Arthur's child and you're growing up in a fancy neighborhood with everything at your disposal, what's the struggle?
But like, remember, every generation, there's a new struggle. So it's no longer, right now, Don't Call Me Gaffer will be like, who's calling you Gaffer? Yeah. It was, at this time, yes. So his kids now are tapped into what's going on now.
Okay.
So maybe they will understand.
And there'll always be struggling kids who are then going to tap into that part of the music. Because even with hip hop, they still do proper hip hop. You know, it's just maybe the big chunk of the market, you know, love the plastic stuff. But they're still proper because there's still some guy who's yearning to leave the hood in Brooklyn or Detroit.
But piano is very similar to hip hop in America, like how it started and what it's about and whatever. And look what's happening to hip hop in America. It's very shallow now. Mm. There's nothing. They're not talking about anything of substance because all of these kids, like, bro, privileged. Mm. They've no struggle to talk about that relates to the ordinary man. It's all about Molly. I got high.
But that's on one part of hip hop, eh? It's like the one part of hip. There's still proper hip hop that has its audience. That's how this. J. Cole doesn't, you know, have talk about Molly. And look, he's a proper hip hop guy and he tours the world.
Yeah, I hear you saying facts there. Can you give him a mic? What do you think now? I just found that interesting, man. Like, what's the next wave of piano going to be like after all these people? Because all these people like are making money, bro.
Yeah.
Like shitload of money.
Gang money.
I think also the problem might be the audience on what they are receiving and what do they prefer. I mean, for instance, in America, there's still proper rappers who doing hip hop. The real hip hop,
the clips.
Even younger generations, like your Kodee. There's a rapper called Kodee. Mm. There's people like Larry June, and those are hardcore like rap stars. But now, the audience we prefer, there's bubblegum.
Yeah,
so that's what's charting in the US. Now we're gonna say hip hop died.
Okay,
so that's the thing.
Okay,
there's Coast Contra.
Yeah,
those guys are dope, though.
Who's that?
Coast Contra.
Mm-mm.
I bumped into them like on not like their work on Instagram. It's like a group of four guys, twins, another and two other rappers. Like proper, you hear Big Al when these guys rap, you know? Like they are about the craft of rap. Mm. And they look like they're making a living.
Okay.
It's not like Drake. They don't have huge jets that they fly around the world, but they make a decent living. So there's still an appetite for that. And obviously when something is created that necessitates a voice and a message like hip-hop did, it'll one day grow into bubblegum pockets, but not the whole thing.
Mm.
It will create that pocket. It will create that side of it.
Okay.
You know, then there's still that part that's still...
Because there's still bubblegum piano now. Yes.
But there's still spiritual piano. Mm. By the way, I saw a tweet that Abantwana Bako was the biggest song streamed in 2025.
Wow.
In the whole of Africa.
Wow.
The whole of Africa. Abantwana Bako.
Kanyisa.
So remember that the audience were humans, and humans were spiritual people, even more in Africa. You know, we're very spiritual people. We come from homes where siyaphahla, we acknowledge our ancestors, you know, regularly. And as much as maybe our kids will grow up soft, there's still those kids who don't grow up soft and still who are from those homes. And even the kids who grow up soft, because they're also in tap with their spirituality, because dad, you know, instilled it, even though you go to St. Stithians, but dad says once a year we must go home, or twice a year, or every time the school's closed, we must go back to his village. I've seen his pasha. I know my grandfather's a resting place. I know what Impepo is, etc. And then there's this music that these kids in the hood are making, and it connects with me. It connects with that part where I don't even have to now go to the villages, have to smell Impepo, but this thing connects with me.
Caesar's a good example. Caesar.
Of?
What did he say? Sanuvuga le sakala vuga. Isakala vuga.
That's money, isn't it?
Eh.
So.
But he's got all the money.
His dad does, not him.
Exactly, but that proves my point.
Oh, so you've proven that Caesar is the watered-down version of the new generation?
No.
I'm proving what you are saying.
Yes. Oh, yeah?
What you are saying in terms of his father made him aware that, hey, man, if you want money...
Oh, yes.
It's not just going to...
Yeah.
Pass on the knowledge.
So the spiritual wave is not going to die, bro. It's the same gospel will die, man. Mm. You know? Mm. We're spiritual people. And gospel, yeah. We have a religion, yeah. All over the world over, you know? Okay. We yearn a connection with a higher power, be it spiritually or be it religiously. So it will never go away. It will just be pockets that are created where... Here, but here... You must be on knees and pray. You know? It's different genres,
it's
bro.
Different gravy.
Different gravy, yeah. So when the train expands, there's different, you know, coaches and pockets for different things.
How many
things.
Questions do you have? Because we only answered two.
Yeah. We'll podcast every question.
Okay, Ghost Lady, what has been holding you back all along, Miss Mamas? Do you think you're dyslexic or anxious?
Drop this. I love you. Say that with a straight face.
Shame, man.
I can hear her laughing deep down.
Shame, man.
What's holding me back?
Shame, man. Shame, man. I'm so sorry. But you're dyslexic.
But I'm dyslexic.
Oh, they say, are you? They suspect you.
They suspect.
Or you're not anxious.
Fuck, you know, that's foul, bro.
I think it's wrong to be labeling people. And we're in an age where we can't be just out here labeling people. But okay, I get it. What's holding me back? Maybe I'm just too comfortable.
You said what was, I think, holding you back. What, so it means you're fine.
What
now.
Was? Oh, okay. What was holding me back?
Yeah, what was?
Okay. The thing is, maybe I'm gonna answer this question from maybe what I see on the comments. Like sometimes, like people will be like, "Wow, off lately, I'm involved in a show." You know, so it's like, okay, but I was involved in every other show. So people, it's like I don't know if maybe people will be listening once in a while, or just maybe I said things that mattered that day. You know, it depends. So. There's nothing holding me back. I'm very comfortable where I am.
Are you dyslexic?
I'm not dyslexic.
Yeah. Funda lapo ghost.
You know what?
Funda lapo ghost.
But you know what? I could get the question, because sometimes, remember, let's say I'm reading, like I fumble the words. So, because maybe I'm reading fast, I'm thinking fast and I'm reading, and obviously you get like a bit of like a tongue twist. Mm. You understand? So maybe in those observations, be like, yo, maybe she's got an issue. Maybe it's that. But I think I just represent a space where, you know, amongst friends, not everyone is going to speak like the other person. One would maybe be better at like just speaking or pronouncing words or whatever. You know, we're all talented in different ways.
Yeah.
So it's just a representative of...
But what I've noticed is you sound better when the story is in your head and you're not reading.
Oh, yeah.
Is it the nerves of Or like everybody in the room is like, now eyes, all eyes on you, and you're doing this
no,
reading
I'm very
thing.
Comfortable with you guys. Like, honestly, it's not like, I'm getting nervous. Or I'm so
you're dyslexic. Then.
What happens when you read and you, and you stumble all over
so
the reading?
The thing. Like, I'm thinking fast. Like, it's thinking, and obviously, it's
you're
like.
You're ADHD.
You know, so that's when all these.
Mm. I feel you.
Oh, wow.
So it's just different. I don't know. I'm just. Well, difference.
But we still love you, man.
Yeah. We're family. We're family.
And I feel like if you read it perfectly, it wouldn't be a ghost lady.
Yeah, it's given us great moments. Yeah.
Exactly.
The fumbling of the words.
And I get there. A lot of people probably relate with me. They'll be like, "Yo, Nama, don't want to read."
Remember the duck peddling under the water?
Play that moment back for people. I remember that.
That's a true saying.
Please
though,
find
guys.
It. No, I know. Like that, you're calm above the surface of the water.
Thank you.
And then beneath you, paddling.
Paddling,
yeah. But you fumbled it. You didn't say it the way.
I fumbled it, next.
Yeah, that's what made it funny.
Dubai.
Yeah, that's what made it funny.
Yeah.
What's next?
Okay. If we look through your DMs right now, whose blue tick would shock us? So meaning someone you DM'd and they just blue ticked you. Could be a celebrity, doesn't have to be.
Barely DM people.
Yeah, I'm not a social media man.
Nah, don't DM people.
No. Oh, who
we
have
said,
you?
Remember other show we said there's no friends in the
show.
Who
have you blue ticked? I think maybe the question could be, who have you blue ticked, guys?
I'm not on social media.
Your WhatsApp. Your WhatsApp. Someone recently said.
Oh, on my WhatsApp.
Yeah, because you didn't mention someone.
Many. You want to be on the podcast?
Someone sent you a text, you're like, imagine this one is sending me a text. I don't have time for him.
Oh, I get that a lot. Who was it that time?
I can't remember.
Say it.
Who was it? Yo, Mac.
Was it a minister?
Because it happens a lot.
There's a minister, ne?
I think so. Mm. Someone we had recently.
A minister. A politician.
Yeah.
We haven't had a politician recently.
Was it Ndlozi?
Yes, it wasn't Lozi.
Yes,
it wasn't Lozi.
Yeah. Who do you blue tick? Because you must get a lot of inboxes of people wanting to be on the show and you're like, nah, you're not a great guest.
Yeah, honestly.
Because it does
happen. Yeah, a lot. But there's the ones that you just see that this won't add any value.
No botulism.
Yeah, no one is interested. Or maybe just you build something up and then...
Yeah,
who's
that?
Great explanation,
show,
but who?
You know,
who?
There's just too many names.
I just give top.
I can't
top,
think of one right now.
The last one.
Mm. I can't think of one. Hey.
She knows she can't think of a lot of names.
No, I can't.
She's the producer.
No, it's too many names. I can't think of one right now. And next thing, next year they have a hit song, and I want them here.
Say that then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't say you can't remember. Say it may backfire, and I don't want to say the name.
Mm.
Oh, Tina is supposed to make a malana, ne? Our overrated musicians.
Our
overrated musicians.
Ah, so.
This thing, you know, it's going to backfire. What if I don't say the feature with my man?
Mm.
He'll still give you, I think.
But it wasn't her question, it's the chillers.
Mm.
True, though, hey?
Mm.
But now we're shortchanging the chillers.
Because
We want the name that you've been ticked on WhatsApp. Because you're part of the show, remember?
Exactly.
So these questions are not for us.
Exactly.
Especially because you interact with these celebrities.
Thank God. They're shortchanging. Yeah.
Okay, so recently, I don't know if you know this song called Amanqeba.
Can you talk about people
But you know the song. It's quite there. Yeah, I mean it's quite a song out there. That's the thing. You see, all the artists there. I don't
politician,
really
give us someone we know
them.
Man, a celebrity.
Politician.
Yeah, it's just celebrities, not like people with one song that are still upcoming.
I don't have politicians.
Nah, she's so changing as well. You're right, Saul.
Nah.
You're right.
Nah, come on. Semi-care,
so you care
Rock
more
Robinson?
About them than us?
No. I care a lot about us.
So give
That's
us one.
That's why
name.
I don't want to, you know, because I'll need them for here.
Ah, fuck them.
It's
bro.
Fine. We'll understand when they don't want to come. It's fine. We'll say, oh, those are events. It's about chat with one blue team.
Okay, there's one must go.
Okay.
All right.
It's people within the network.
Whoa!
Oh, wow.
Whoa,
okay.
Spicy.
Should we
wow, spicy.
Wait, are we all answering?
Yeah.
Cheers! serious?
Wow, okay, 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 okay. Let's go.
Yes.
Hey, you guys have beefed up this year, eh?
Okay, pick your own, right? It's Zile or Pity Jokes.
Pity, pity. Pity, pity, pity.
Zile. Zile must go.
Yo, for real?
Yeah. He's one dimensional for me, where I feel like Pity Jokes is... what's it called when you can conform into an even environment? It's adaptable, no?
It's like, yeah, it's adaptable. It's like an amoeba. It's adaptable.
It's like...
remember an amoeba could take different shapes.
It's like, you know, like when you can chill in the hood and be hood and then chill in the suburbs and be suburbs, like you like...
Camouflage. Chameleon, no.
Not chameleon. But you know what I'm trying to say.
Adaptable basically.
Adaptable.
Yeah, that's the word. Yeah, I think we've said many words. They're not your word. But the words we've mentioned are also quite fitting. Yes, very fitting. Please take the... Pick one. Man, I pity jokes because he must go. I'd say Zille, man.
Zille must go.
No. He must, Zille, Pity must go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
I don't have an explanation, man. I love them both, but it's a game, you know? I don't really have an explanation. I get yours though.
Can you?
Just love Zilla too, man. I love Zilla so much.
No,
man.
Zilla's great.
Yeah, I love Zilla's
amazing. I love them both
so
as well.
Much. Me too, but
that's why this game. This
game,
this,
yeah.
This, it's fun.
This is dope.
Yes, because we love everyone.
Go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who? PD must go.
Oh, man.
I feel like Zilla is like me.
Unai Aj?
No, I'm not Aj. No, I always understand Zile.
Yeah.
You know, like
and it's pure.
And
yeah,
it's pure.
Such a pure soul, man. You know,
it's pure.
Like I always just get him.
Yeah.
Sfiso or Tahi?
Whoa!
Tahi.
Woo!
I go Tahi, man. Yeah.
What?
Hey?
Why?
Tahi must go. Tahi must go. Oh no, Tahi's good. No.
I would also say Tahi. And the reason I say it, I think Sfiso, since he started the piano pulse, has always stuck to his guns.
Yes.
Whereas Tahi, I think, has tekat.
And for me, Sfiso, yes, is more vulnerable than.
But that's a true emotion.
Tahi. Hey?
It's a true emotion.
No, sure, wait. Who must go? You think Tahi must go?
Yeah, because Sfiso is more vulnerable.
Oh, okay.
Like, I feel like I know Sfiso more than Tahi.
Okay.
You know? Personally. I know Tahi's thoughts. Yes, he's very opinionated and is amazing at it. You know? But he's... And I feel like they're both sensitive. But Sfiso can take it more than Tahi, I feel. Sfiso can... Definitely take it more than Tahi. Remember when Tahi crashed out that they're calling him a Gwenya on the crew.
But Sfiso Wangala, but I feel like
he's had those moments where they rock him. Tahi rocks him so
but
much.
But that's true to his character. That's what
that's
I'm saying.
True, even though it'll take away from the show, because as a viewer, you're like, oh come on, man. I need your opinion on this, but you've tapped out already.
For me, if you have the balls to be Ungale on show, it means You can't mask what you're feeling at the moment, which is the true...
Sfiso wears his emotions on his sleeve more.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that's why I'm like, Tahi mask can go. Because Sfiso just brings pure...
Tahi cares too much about what people think.
Yes.
And he's dope, bro. When we started being a pause, the characteristics, I thought Tahi was Sfiso. Like he's confident in...
But it still is. I think it's just the lack of consistency because there was a dip, obviously, where, you know, he was, I don't know what he was going through, but he was going through stuff, which is normal, you know, in any career. You go through, be it self-doubt, be it too much listening to the outside noise, you know, watching the comments too much.
Yeah.
He did go through that, but Sfiso has been more consistent. But Tahi brings it on, man.
But they're both amazing. Yeah, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh.
Both amazing fellas.
Hey, man, those guys, that show's fire, bro. Oh, it's like they grew up together. It's like they're brothers, bro.
When they stay together as well.
Hey, dude.
Yeah, they really have solidified their friendship. Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Is it a friendship?
Oh, you didn't answer, Kuslini.
Oh. Okay, Sfiso must go.
Okay.
Only because I've just come to understand Tahi and I've just have a soft spot for him.
Or outside of the show?
No, not like just from when we engage, yes, outside.
Outside of the show.
It's not like outside as in we're hanging out. This is here in studio before they record, after they record, that kind of, yeah.
Oh, so you've spent more time with him?
Yes. Okay.
But from
just
watching the show?
Even on the show, I get him.
Okay.
I understand. Yeah. And I always love like someone who reflects their emotion, like you see it, because that's society.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Sometimes because we see on TV or when you watch people, they must be perfect, you know, deliver whatever they want to say. So it's always good to see people who are just abnormal in their delivery and you see them go through the emotions of, so I love that, yeah.
Isn't he dyslexic as well?
Maybe. Yeah. I love everyone.
I'm reading in between the lines now.
Dyslexic union.
Can I do the live read anymore? I've noticed. It has never. Anything with reading is like, yo, man, stop. I remember the other show, I think it was Today's Show. Who said? Someone said about Rock Tuck about, it was Mars, about the reading thing. And I'm like, actually, Tuck has been reading in a long time.
All right, what's next?
Mars or Yanda?
Ooh. Ah, Lord, yeah. Yanda, man. Yanda's so sweet.
Okay, Mars, even though we share a name, we're both Kanyes, but Mars can go. Because Yanda's been here longer.
Yeah, Mars can go for me. I don't know Mars that well. But when I watch the show, she's a perfect fit.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like, Mars must go.
Yanda must
go. I connect more with Yanda, bro.
Oh, okay.
I connect more with Mars, man.
Mm.
And I like how she holds her own and doesn't back down and challenges Sfiso and Tuck, and those are big characters, you know.
And it's tough.
And within it's tough. Within those characters, she handles her own. There was a show, I remember what she said, man.
Mm.
But yeah, she handles her own, man. You know, like she really does challenge the. She doesn't. Like, sometimes the niggas will say something and they think they got away with it and she reels them in, you know? So I like that about her. Yeah, man.
But can I be Tony Damani and have both?
But I back food.
You did it both.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend indeed. Shit. Drop the phone. Hey, I'm fine. Hey, I'm fine. Seven, I'm fine. Dope.
Let's go.
I'm a huge fan of Mars style, though. The dress style. Oh, I love it.
Oh, yeah. She's got that baggy.
Yeah,
casual look.
Casual look.
Baggy.
I don't know. I'm basing it on personal experience. I've chilled with Yanda more.
This is the last one, must go.
Okay, this one was tough, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, you're like, hey, you're like, what's Otobani next?
Tabiso Otiti.
You're on the worst. That's unfair. Yo! Yo, man! Fuck!
Okay, Tabiso must go.
Ha!
Only because City, we share a birthday. I've known City longer.
For me, Tabiso must go. I just admire Titi's confidence, man. Sometimes the stuff he says, I'm like, how do you even say that, bro? And I'm just looking at him like, from a broadcasting level, I admire his confidence of just being able to say whatever the fucks he wants, whatever the fuck he wants, without worrying too much about what people are going to think. So for me, it's Titi, man. Titi's amazing, bro.
Yeah,
like,
amazing,
I mean, when we did the first year end at Fumani, he's like, my man, me, I'm happy, Chief.
He's amazing, bro.
Yeah.
He's amazing, bro.
Like, why is that moment I'm alive?
Oh, man.
Nah, Titi must go for me, man. I love Titi, bro, and he knows big time, like super. But I relate more so much with Tabiso. Since the first day seeing Tabiso and Baxter do their thing, and I remember I was so, so, so happy when I saw him on PNC and when he became part of the family, you know. The guys have known one another, obviously, within the comedic circuits, but I've just always related and I've always so, I'm a huge, I'm a bigger fan of Tabiso, and he knows, and I tell him all the time. Titi is incredible though, like super incredible, super vulnerable. The way he just thinks, you know, like, yeah, he's gonna be that guy who's like a comedian's comedian, you know. Like, I see that in him, like a Dave Chappelle kind of, the way he just thinks and makes things sometimes that are so serious and sad so funny,
yeah,
and just says things like you said. But yeah, Tabiso must stay.
Dude, you fucked up for this one, man. Our next year end stretch session, we're gonna have to explain.
Nah, they know it's family, bro. They know, man. We ask people this every day. Who must go?
Damn.
Nah, they can't take it personal. No ways, bro. Nah.
It's just a game.
So Titi comes to you and says, why didn't you choose me?
I said, I watched the show. I said, oh, Titi. So you said, I said, have so much go. You switched off one hour. Go back and watch the show, man. Oh, wow.
All right, what's next, dude?
Okay, out of the three of you, who do you think is the least emotionally intelligent?
Oh, that's easy. It's me.
Nah. Emotionally intelligent.
Emotionally intelligent. Mm. Yeah, it's Mac.
It's Mac.
Yeah, no, it's me.
Nah, it's Mac.
Emotionally. So, in any context, like emotional intelligence, you know, we always throw this word around.
So you smart. Don't even try, bro.
Emotionally.
Yeah, dog.
Emotionally.
Bro, you know how to say something without even saying it.
That's not emotional intelligence.
What is that?
That's why I'm like, we need, that's words, bruh.
No.
Fine. You know?
No. Emotions. So we know what emotions.
Emotions.
Yeah, intelligence. So it's like intelligence of knowing how to understand or see someone's emotions.
Sorry, what did you
do? I want to explain what I just Googled.
Me. Oh, yeah. Me. Yes.
It says there's five key components of emotional intelligence.
Okay.
That is self-awareness.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Self-regulation, mm-hmm, meaning managing your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Motivation.
Yeah.
Huh? Motivation.
Motivation.
Yeah. So being driven by internal goals.
Okay.
Which he has.
Mac wins, Mac wins.
Yeah.
Empathy.
Ah, Mac.
Understanding, relating to how others feel.
Ah, zero. So it goes.
No way, Mac.
I came on this world alone. I'm living alone.
Nah, bruh.
Social skills as well. So communicating well, resolving conflict. XYZ.
I think I am, man. I'm the emotional failure. Like, no, for real, dog. Think about it. What Mac does in his line of work and the interviews, as much as he was not going to be the person who wins the room over, but in order to do what you do, you have to be able to read emotions in a person.
No. It's
to
interest.
Lead them somewhere.
No, it's interests. I'm just interested.
Ah, I see.
There's no emotion. I'm just like really, really interested. Like if I'm sitting with you, I'll be really interested to understand like how did you make, what's that song?
Ditkabang.
And I have been. Like, even off air, I'm like, yo, bro, so what did you do there? Like, did you do the pads?
So you
did
just...
But that's not emotional.
Kind of vision into the person and try to extract as much of unknown stuff as possible.
Because with Mac's lack of emotional intelligence, that's where now he can be able to just ask any question. Because he's not.
Oh yeah, yeah, so yeah, 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 yeah.
How does it make you feel? He's got that empathy. Watch what. It's just about, I want to know. That's it. Whereas I think maybe you and I would be a bit like.
I feel like emotional intelligence is highly overrated in business.
Yes.
Like when we are working. But if we are friends, then yeah.
Then yes.
Social.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna be like, if you're talking about your mom passed away or whatever.
Oh.
Try. And I'll be like, ah, you know my mom. You understand what I'm saying? That's EQ. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's difficult, man. It's difficult, man. Because I'm thinking, I'll base it on what? On I see that criteria, but also it's like, man, that's, I don't know, man.
Okay, let the people vote.
Yeah. Let the people vote, actually.
The crew, hands up if you think.
It's so difficult,
no, they can do hands.
Oh, okay.
Hands up if you think ghost lady is... What are we looking for?
The least socially...
Oh, the least...
Emotionally.
The least...
Intelligence.
The, hands up if ghost lady has the least EQ.
It is called EQ.
Yeah, it is EQ.
Okay.
Oh, I wish you could have recorded her laughing at EQ.
Damn.
And then okay, we're like, it
so,
is.
So...
Least, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's yeah.
Mech,
between mech?
No. There is no need. Oh.
Four. Okay.
Oh, four. Okay. They say you, bro.
Yeah,
I
mech.
Don't know, man. I'm still the jury's out. I don't know, man.
There's no need. I was like,
yeah, that was hectic, man.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Why was it hectic?
No, not that. Just the whole one must go thing.
Oh yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's fine, man.
Yeah.
It shows us life.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And we put people in that position
every week. We must be able to answer.
Yeah.
Okay. Who is the one past guest you would never invite back?
Oh, Ramaphosa's son.
So
man.
Many.
Ramaphosa's son. Because you don't want to answer anything. Like, you know what I mean? You wanted to finesse everything. And those are the worst interviews and worst guests on a platform, especially when you say a name and people are like, yo, you got who? Ramaphosa's son, and they want to know so much. You know, so he did give us some stuff, but if you're going to be a guest, be open. Be a guest, you know? Or just don't do podcast interviews.
Yeah, I got to agree with you, man. That was, that just felt like we're being violated.
Yeah, if you want to be a guest, man, you know? Like...
Come to the party.
We ask you questions, you answer them.
Mm.
Feel me?
You, ghost lady.
And some are not even like incriminating questions.
But wait,
like
can't
questions.
You give us a list of the people we've had? Because I forget. Yeah.
We always do.
That's I'm trying to go to the past
Sorry,
shows.
Can you go to ChatGPT, ask them how many guests we had this year.
And names.
Because I've forgotten, bro. But I do remember. So he's the freshest one.
Because, yeah, we did him recently. So top of mind, obviously. Top of mind.
Yeah, but the ones that I don't like is the ones that come here and then they don't want to answer anything. It's like, dude, respect us, bro.
We haven't had much of those. Instead, we've maybe...
Because we stopped doing interviews.
Can I say comedian
with...
that we had as a guest?
Oh, yeah, they're guests. Who? Which comedian was your least favorite? Or guest was your least favorite? Oh, Dylan.
Ah, shame.
Very strange guy, man. Very.
I feel like Dylan found us a good time because we had a lot to say that
episode. Yes. Hey, if it was if we were relying on him. But also, I think it's because we also adjusted. Because we never come here, especially when there's a guest. You know, those are almost the easy shows to do because you know, especially if it's a comedian, because they carry the show.
Yes.
It's about them showcasing. Yes. Their ability. If we have a guest, it's not a comedian. It's about their story. So you don't interject a lot. You don't disturb a lot. It's easier. So I think we automatically realize, it's going to be this kind of a show where we are all,
as
you know,
walked in before it started.
Yes. Yeah, so you knew that, okay, cool. You know what? He's not the guy who owns the room unless there's a stage and he's doing his thing.
Yes.
But when we're talking about random, and there's different comedians. Exactly. There's comedians who are good with just, you know, talking about anything and weaving it, even though they didn't plan it, into a punchline that they've always had, or they're creating one, or they're just funny on the...
Bro.
And then the comedians are funny with writing.
Whatever happened to this thing? Oh,
yeah.
You know me, I love Saul so much, bro.
Yeah.
So we're just starting out, me and Saul, right? I'm like, Saul, bro. So this is what I do. Remember I told you I do this with like a lot of people that I like?
Yeah.
I impose myself. And have these ideas that I feel like they should be doing.
You're creative, dog. Yeah, that's what you do, man. Yeah.
Even with Cubs, I told him that he should fill up a stadium. Oh, but he did. Oh, yeah, he did, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he listened to you.
So I go to Seoul. I think it was just like when we just were starting out.
Oh, man, yeah.
We had Katie's in Sandton. Katie's, it was some... campaign was it or what brand was it? But we're invited.
Okay.
So we're drinking at the back there. I'm like, dog, you're so funny. How about you do comedy nights, right? Where you host one night a month at Monte Cassino. It was, what's that club that was popular?
Damn, I remember that, bro.
What was the club that was popular in Monte?
For comedians.
Yeah, for comedians. Mm. That club, right? So you do it once a month, bro.
For God.
and then you get new upcoming comedians, and then you are the link between, like, so you are the host with the puns and the whatever. Because people think you're so funny, you know what I mean? Mm. It's like, ah, oh, fuck, brilliant idea. I'll do it. Till this day.
But I'm not a funny guy. Like,
you
a funny,
are, bro.
A funny on
nah,
the spot guy. Funny
nah,
guy. Nah, like, nah. Funny.
So you touch yourself
from
much.
Socially awkward.
Nah, dog. Hands up if that was a good idea or not.
Yeah.
Bro, once a month.
Yeah.
Once a month.
Hands up. Nah, they're going to put their hands up. Fuck. Okay, cool. And it's got to write it down and actually do these things.
No,
and
why did you do it? Like, your passion's not there.
No, it is. I mean, it
he
is.
He doubts himself too much.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. No, I'll just go and do it now.
Yeah.
Bro, that would be fucking amazing.
Into something else.
Because so it all comedians be... love you.
Bro,
like, there is it.
Thank you, dog. Oh, for real.
These guys man. They want to sit with Saul and have that banter. It's like,
and I'm not even like, I don't see myself
no.
like that.
No. So it's you don't right. need to put yourself
remember
out
when you
there
did, which one is this one?
I'll talk to him, Paul. Actually, I'll ask him, Paul, to organize it. Not Pops.
DJ.
Yeah, actually.
Bro, once a month, bro.
Nah?
An upcoming comedian. So you are the draw card.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So everyone will come for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's upcoming, guys. It's like our Def Jam, bro. Mm.
Nah, I'll talk to him, Paul.
Remember the Def Jam comedy show?
Getting things done. You know, I'll just be there and creatively have input and do it.
But yeah, anyway.
I've got him, Paul, now. He gets things done. So yeah, I'll talk to him, bro. Like, yeah, actually.
Who did you have before?
Yeah. I didn't mean it like that, though. Come on, man. I didn't mean it like that, man.
Hey. Yes, Fetchika.
There's more than 50 names here. Do you want me to read them all?
Yes, from this year. Okay. Yeah, if they this
just give
year.
Us some names and then I'll go.
Yeah.
So this is a least favorite interview.
Read them a bit fast.
Okay.
Speed 1.5.
Yeah.
I'll try. It's Paul Tusi, Julius Malema, Konnichiwa me.
Paul Tusi this
year. Just naming all of them.
You didn't specify this
but
year.
Anyway, keep going. It's fine.
It's MT, Vota Galama, Black Coffee, Robert Marawa, K.O. Lady Do, Gabza the Small.
We wish.
But we had him on episode 328.
No, we've never captured a small on the podcast, man. We would know.
Okay, I think this is not right because it also says that we had DJ Stoki, Euphonic, Nasty C.
Euphonic.
Okay, this is our wish list for this year.
Yeah, man, definitely. Yeah, no, man. I ChatGPT in the pussy.
So, Euphonic doesn't want to come because he feels like he's going to...
He's too honest.
He's too honest?
Yeah.
Stoki, we've never approached him. We approached Stoki. But I think Stoki will come. Me and Stoki
I think
cool,
Stoki
bro.
Would come.
You know, Stoki hosted me when I was broke in Durban.
Yeah, shout out. You see, he's the one celebrity who actually, you know.
But he didn't know me at the
saw
time.
Saw you. Yeah, but even better.
Yeah.
Isn't it? You don't need to be anyone big, anyone. Yeah. As long as somebody vouches for you, like,
it was him,
he's
Stoki,
with us, cool.
Pharma, and Stocks.
For real? Yeah. All the Mink guys?
Yeah.
Oh, shout amazing. Out, man.
Gabza won't come because he just doesn't do interviews.
Gabza doesn't do interviews. And also a lot of the people, especially in piano, Baskis was Kulumi English so a lot. Like, and to them, it's like, yo, so much English. And like, yo, bro, you don't need to speak English, man. Yeah. You know, you can hear it, fine. Be comfortable in responding and whatever. So what's a lot of guys are intimidated by that because that's what a lot of them say. Like, yo, it's slow. Yeah, the first Kulumi is slow. What up?
Yeah, but piano's dying. Fuck them niggas, man.
Piano ain't dying, bro. It's not going anywhere, man. It's a break, you know? It's a break.
It's a three-step break.
Hmm.
Yeah. But piano's always going to be there, bro. Mm.
Okay, what's the biggest... This is very random, but what's the biggest lie women tell that men never catch?
He's just my friend.
Biggest lie.
Y'all are just my friends. How? And it's genuine. Uh-oh.
No, he is different. You're married. We're talking about these baddies.
Oh, okay.
He's just my friend. Will rock you, my man. Because how do you combat that?
Yeah, you can't, man.
You can't.
Yo.
No, it's the... It just sends me money. Because we are friends.
No, no nigga buys that.
Oh, okay.
No man is gonna buy. He just sends me money.
Okay.
You know, guys pay for what they come on, man. I don't know, eh? Woman lies that we never. Man, women should be telling us this, shouldn't they? What's the lie that you that not to your current on your current husband, but a lie that you always got away with? With other men, obviously you can't reveal the one you get away with your current husband.
Like you guys, with
your shoot,
within
your shoot, your shooty podcast.
Oh man, yo,
your shooty podcast. Ghost ladies like your shooty podcast.
And then come home at 11. Hey, those are the days, man. Yo.
Okay, you know what I want to do? I want to switch it up, ne? Before we go. I want us, each of us, to ask a question each.
Yo.
The three of us.
Okay.
To ask one another.
Yeah.
I mean, you came prepared for this. Well,
yeah, you came prepared.
How come you didn't tell
now,
us? Oh, man. Came prepared
now
from home.
A boring
now
question.
We got to think of questions and they're on the spot.
Okay, so I came prepared. I'll start. Let me start with Ghost Lady.
Okay.
Okay, Ghost Lady. Okay, Ghost Lady doesn't want to be famous. She's chilled. My question is, Ghost Lady.
Oh, you didn't come prepared?
Mm-mm. Ghost Lady. Who would you take a bullet for? One person in the whole network.
Oh.
Yeah.
On the network.
Yeah, who would you take a bullet for? No questions asked.
Oh.
One person. This is someone that she's close to.
It's you, bro. It's Mac.
For real?
Yeah.
You take a bullet for
you,
me.
You, bro.
Hey, where's the gun, Roman? Bring the gun, Roman.
Start a gun. Stoop, start a gun. Spill a bar rush or start a gun.
For real, man.
Start a gun. Start.
But it makes sense. It's because of how we met. You know how we met?
How?
Yeah.
So we were looking for a new ghost lady.
Yes.
And then we said on the show, so this one had like 500 views.
Not even 500, 100 views.
100.
Whoa, yeah.
We're like, hey man, if you want to be a ghost lady on the podcast, yeah, please come to Plantation in Midrand.
No, it wasn't that.
Okay, explain.
So I've explained this before. Oh. I'll do it again. On the show, obviously, you guys, you started not having a ghost lady. There was shows that you were recording together with
lady. Do you know why we stopped having a ghost lady?
It was not lady, no?
Mm.
I think I remember that point. Then what happened?
No, it was no, lady left, right?
Oh, she just left.
Oh, you don't know the story?
No. I know she was ghost lady.
So Naledi was the first ghost lady.
Yes.
Then she left.
Yeah.
Then we dabbled around a few, and Sfiso's wife actually was one of the ghost ladies.
No way! Yes, bro! Yes. For real!
It's there. Yeah.
Whoa! Kanka! Yeah.
I forgot her name, yeah.
Yeah, whoa, man.
And then we got a girl called... I forgot her name.
It was Penny.
There was a lot. And then we stuck to one. I forgot her name. But she was a baddie, bro.
She wanted to be famous.
So okay. when we would go to clubs and people would be like, are you the ghost? And she's like, yeah, let's take a picture.
I remember that story. Yes. You've told me that story.
So then we go to Recharge. When we go to Recharge, me and the lady are there. And then I'm chilling with her. And then she starts to pimp me out to her friends. And obviously I'm a nigga. So I buy it.
Weak. How else we know?
And then the lady caught wind of it. She saw it and she's like, that girl must never, ever, ever come back to the podcast. And that was Lolly. That's her name, Lolly.
So this is the baddie.
Yes.
Wants to be famous.
Lolly,
okay,
yes.
Cool, yeah.
And then after that, that's when me and Len went on the show. We're like, hey, we're looking for a new podcast. Come to Plantation. That's how I remember it.
Yeah, no.
And so at Plantation, it was interviewing everybody or just chilling?
No. You didn't announce it like that. Mm. They were on the show. So it became a thing like, where's the lady? I remember even commenting them like, where's the lady? So on the next show, now you guys, okay, guys, people everywhere, we could see you are complaining that where's the lady? We don't have a ghost lady.
Yeah.
So, if you want this to be a ghost lady, like send us a
yeah
a video or something. Yeah, I think it's a video on
and then we got a video from a lady from the UK, and then that's how the word chillers came about. She's like, I'm a big fan of the show, but I don't know what we call each other, so I'm gonna just say we are chillers.
Oh, shout out to the lady in the UK, man. Oh.
Okay, okay.
She's married now.
Yeah. Oh,
you see, that's what happens. That's what happens to all the ghost ladies that get married. Anyway, so now I also sent, like I said, showed my interest. I'd love to. And then I got a response to meet you guys at Plantation.
So when we meet at Plantation, dog, there was another ghost lady.
Yes, there was two girls that you said you hooked up.
Yeah.
Well, not hooked up. No, remember. No, not like that. Wait. Wait.
Weak that, indeed.
Yeah, no.
Weak.
There was, yeah.
So there was one from girl. SAA. Yes. That I met just before Kanye.
I remember her, yeah.
So I'm with the SAA lady, Kanye comes. And Kanye's like, hey, I'm here for the ghost lady. I'm like, hey, when are you, ma? We're coming to you.
Yes.
We're busy here. This one is the one we're choosing. And then the SAA one is like, no, I'm flying, so...
Oh, she was working.
Oh, scheduled, so like, okay,
Gwenji, what's your name?
Oh, man.
And yeah, we've been together since,
yes,
man.
Yeah.
And then when did... How did you decide? How did it happen, the move to the pool?
When I had to sell my house.
Yeah. Oh, because you're recording in your house.
For a long time at Max's house.
Yes.
Like, just used to the whole thing. Like, we go to Max's house, we shoot.
Couch.
Then
and...
it was even Lane's place. We shot there.
That's why we said earlier on, she said that I'm doing a podcast because she'd tell Naga she's doing a podcast. She'd leave the house at 4, yes, come back at 11.
Oh.
Because what we used to do, funny enough, every time we recorded, we used to listen back to the show.
Yeah.
Oh.
We used to be like, oh, that's funny.
Yeah, and we'd laugh at ourselves. We'd literally, we'd have to used to do.
Jeez, bro.
God of those days.
Yeah, like we've never.
Yo, man. Yeah. It was an excitement of just having created.
Yes.
Just like when you made a song and you listen to it, and you come back in the morning and you listen to it again, you're like, this is beautiful.
We'd listen to the whole show, dog.
Yeah.
This is special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, my next question.
Oh, asking three.
Yes.
Okay.
At what point did you know that the podcast would outlive the Kaya gig?
Mm.
Oh. When, when they gave me a warning for the blowjob.
Ah.
When they gave me a warning for the blowjob.
You got a warning for the blowjob?
Yeah, I got a warning for the blowjob.
Okay, how was it positioned? So if there was an offer for a blowjob, would you have said, no, guys, so...
Oh, yeah. So that's how I knew because, and that's somewhat partly, you know, what led to the dismissal now because they were like a warning. They were like, you've brought the company. And that's why I never even spoke about it. I never even told you about it. I never spoke to anyone about it. You know, so I did the whole, thing. Yeah, it won't happen again, whatever. But I was like, shit, there's a blowjob happening. I'm now be like, yo, I got to excuse myself. Or, you know what I mean? But I actually told them I'd do that. I was like, oh, I'm going to excuse myself or whatever. You know, but I was like, how's that going to work, man? You know, like, yo, guys, excuse me, I got to go. You know, I got to go use the loo and get my dick sucked too. Yeah, so I knew then that, it's going to be child, it's going to happen. There's going to be a thing that will happen and they'll be like, yeah. This thing, you and that thing. So that can be a warning for the blowjob. That is bringing what into disrepute and kids are listening and whatnot. I'm like, but they listen to the radio, not the podcast. Not listening. Yeah, Uncle Sol. Yeah, sure, I am. I mean, kids.
Uncle Sol is
chill around adults who get blowjobs at price. You know, like. Moms raise their kids and they kiss their kids. And moms do things as well, you know. So to me, it was a reach, but that's when I knew, when I got that warning.
But for me, I think the fundamental conversation we should be having here is the fact that how we've never had this discussion, but like, dude, you're a DJ, you've had radio gigs, TV gigs, but you've never disrespected the platform in terms of like when you need to shoot, you're always on time, you deliver. And people lose that because, you know, I remember when I started Y. I started at Y and I had two shows a week. Then I started getting gigs. And I was like, oh, okay, shit. I'm getting these gigs because I'm the shit.
Mm-hmm. And you were young then also, remember?
I was young. And then DJ Monde sat me down and he's like, yo, dude, you do know that you're getting these gigs because you're on Y.
That's it. That's the basic.
Understand?
That's it.
We've never had that discussion, but
because we come from that school.
We've never had to.
I think it's important for people because people lose that, bro.
Yeah, you got to know, bro. What you know? A lot of people. You know who doesn't lose it? The piano cats. You know, you'll see. Kamza just dropped, the Momo just dropped this amazing album with 20 songs and it's got like 10 hits. And then tomorrow he's live making music in the booth as well because they know that it's through this thing that everything else comes. So you must always protect this thing, the goose that laid the golden egg.
Wow.
You know, you protect that. Because if you lose focus on other stuff and then they stop calling you for these other things because you've lost this now. And so another thing was with Kaya, it was always like that. I remember when they called me for an interview. It was my Kanya and Sibongile Mtshali, you know? And, you know, they tried to give me an ultimatum. You know that, right?
Yeah, you told
they me, gave
yeah.
me an ultimatum. They're like, yeah, so, and you could tell when I'm chilling there that these guys are really fans of what I do on the podcast because that's the only place they know me from. Mm-hmm. If they wanted me on the radio, they would have called me when I was in Hillbrook.
Mm.
If they wanted me on radio, they would have called me when I was going through the most, when I was not in Hillbrook before, when I just left five. If they really, truly believed in my craft, they would have, you know? So you could tell that, okay, these guys are really fans of the podcast. And great meeting. We'll discuss everything. And then they try their luck, you know, with the, so.
Can you leave?
Because, you know, man, there, you guys, man, you know. I was like, nah, that's not even on the table. I was like, we're here because of the podcast. Wow. And you guys love what I do on the podcast, you know. And, oh, you've always, you're thinking, they're going to give you, what is a 3-year contract, right? But it's just that, you know?
Mm.
How long have you been doing this for and how long are we going to do it?
It's not your father's station, you know?
Yeah. It's not your... Oh, the guys come, you can fire you anytime. Mm. I mean, new management comes in, they find a reason to fire you. It could have been any other reason. Or could have just been, yo, shout out, man, your contract is ended. Which it was ending, mind you. No, I just signed a new one now, another 3-year one. So, but still, at the end of it, they would have just said, we're not... And they don't owe you an explanation, you know? So... For me, it's always been that. Yeah, bro? Obviously, when I sign on with them, I'll respect whatever, you know, I got to do with them as well.
Yeah.
You know? But you got to know what comes first because it's through that you see. And even now, let's be honest, bro. If I had left, let's say I left the podcast and remained on Kaya, I'd lose so much relevance.
Yeah.
Yo.
Oh.
That's what we're trying to tell Monaka. That you don't understand the value of being in people's screens every week.
Every day, every week. Like, literally, you know? You know when Generations was Generations?
Yes.
You know those guys were like, you know, and up on the podcast, it's been like that for a minute now, right? Yeah. And even when I was on Kaya, shout out to Kaya, when you go out and the adoration you get from people... You've always known that it's more from the podcast than it is from Kaya, unless it comes from a kid who says Uncle Saul, you know, which also happened a lot. Kids, you know what I mean? But the power is here, and that's what got me there.
Yes.
So it's always knowing what comes first. Just like if you're on radio and you get all these gigs, you get all these deals with brands, etc., you gotta know.
My man, I thought I was on
where
fire.
Where it all comes from.
I thought I was on fire. Until Monday sent me down. I thought I was on fire, dog. I'm like, I'm the hottest DJ in the country.
And you forget. It's because of this place, you know.
So book you because you can mention their name
every weekend. You lose that gig, no one is booking you anymore because they can't put MacGYFM.
Yes.
And you can't talk about the gig. You can't 100%. Be on the gig guide and.
Hmm. All right, Ghost Lady. Go.
Fire away.
Start with Saul.
All right, go.
Oh, man.
You. Oh, you want to start with Saul?
No, yeah, start with me. It's fine.
No, I'm saying you start, Saul. Maybe we don't have more questions, man.
I do have one for Mac.
Okay.
No, I know your answer, though.
Okay. You know me too well, bro.
I know your answer.
Saul knows me too well.
There hasn't been a lot of people who've left, like, when they joined, but... Mm. Who has been the most, or what dismissal?
Mm-hmm.
Or whose dismissal, actually, whose dismissal has been the most difficult to make emotionally?
Okay. So, to tell you the truth, the shots one, the first one, was heartbreaking, right? And then Len also was heartbreaking because we didn't want Len to leave.
Mm. But you didn't let him go. It wasn't a dismissal. Yeah. Was it?
No, it wasn't. It was his choice.
It was, yeah, retired.
But we I remember we had a meeting with Mnaga, bro. We even brought Mnaga. We brought reinforcements.
Yo.
I'm like, dog, don't leave, bro. Like, we're onto something here.
How was Mnaga there? Hey, Len, man. Come on, please. Len, I don't think it's right. These things, these guys have seen, they're building something very special. I see the joy in my wife's face. Drop this. Anything you can do. What's wrong? What's bothering you? I can't see him now. Oh, I can see him, but I know he's not like an animated. Oh, bro, please. Like, ish. Which one was easy? The easiest firing?
Aya.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, that was easy. Even MASH, bro, that was easy.
Yeah, because of what had happened.
Yeah.
And going back to, and I like Aya. Great gent. Mm. But it's that thing of do this, prioritize this, and it was...
thank you very much.
That example,
thank
right?
you very much. Yeah,
when you start...
So you're going to prioritize your album dropping instead of doing the audio for Monday's episode, and then when it's missing, like, it's like, it's a no-brainer.
Mm. Even though you... And you can see that he's busy with... Other stuff, you know, and you're allowed to do other stuff, of course.
Everyone does other stuff.
Yeah, everyone does other stuff.
Everyone does other stuff. And there's nothing wrong as long as you do your job. That's it.
But once you start other stuff and then the work takes a knock, it becomes clear that now you're losing the focus in this side.
Tanko.
Nah, fair.
I mean, Shorts has the car thing. We've never felt a knock because whenever we need things, they come on time.
And it's actually Sipiwe, yes.
You Mtlabenu.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
As long as it doesn't affect the work.
And it's actually funny. When you start doing other stuff that you need to ensure that this stuff is handled as well.
Yeah.
Because that's then when it becomes almost obvious that why don't you start this other stuff and then you're not really performing as you used to? You know, it becomes very obvious. Your priorities have shifted as much as that's a priority as well because you're building something of your own.
I mean, Ghost Lady became a mother 3 months, but she's still performing.
Exactly. Oh, I pop babies.
Hey!
In between.
Hey!
In between episodes.
Hey!
Put in the comments. I'm here just, like, I'm giving them. And then I'm back on the mic.
Oh, the shows where you're quiet. Where was Ghost Lady? Where was Mighty J? Where was Ghost Lady? Yo, baby, I'm on voice here, man. Yeah. You're still, you're giving birth. When we were laboring away, you were in
Ghost
labor.
Do you have a question for me?
Yo, man. Yo. I'm thinking.
You're thinking?
Yeah. Okay. You ask, do you have questions now? You can ask yours while I think.
I know if you finish. Yeah, agree, finish. Ask me, ask.
Yeah. Yes, but ask.
Can I give you one?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, please. Okay. Yeah. Huh? Oh, yes. Actually, it's a question I've always had. I just didn't think of it now. You know, like the show, right? It's very sexual, and sometimes you see, like right now, we'll talk about you just gave birth while we're doing the show, you know? Mm-hmm. And how does he feel? Especially because Mnaga is not, he doesn't come across as, you know, a free guy who can even tell sexual jokes.
Drop the like, and then
knock, that's not a dirty joke.
Very.
English or Eswati. For real. Yeah. Like, has there been, and also on top of that, has there been a moment where he wasn't happy with something that was said on the show?
The
No, that was
Pepso Dumo.
Yes, that was you though.
No, not Pepso Dumo.
No, Zotwa.
Zotwa.
Oh, but you had the thing in Zotwa's.
No, that he didn't mind. No, he didn't care.
Didn't mind that. I asked us, what did I ask?
No, you asked me if I'm wearing a pantsy.
Yeah.
No, because Zodwa obviously was saying that she doesn't wear pants.
So how does he raise this up now at home?
Huh?
How does he bring this up? Like, does he just go to Mac or?
I think he went to Mac. He just went to Mac.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For real?
Went to men.
Yeah, it was just men to men.
So like... now wait. So does he bring this up at a bri? Or
no,
does he bring
no,
this
no.
up
that's
like,
the only
yo,
time.
I'm at your house to talk.
No, that's the only time.
I'm calling you to talk about
no,
something.
No, that's the only time.
No, but how did he bring it up?
He was just like, hey, Mnaga. I'm like, hey, show Mnaga. He's like, hey, you see that thing?
Live on call.
I don't know, when he was picking her up or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's like, you see that thing? I didn't like it. I'm like, oh, okay. He's like, ah, my man, she's married. That's my wife. Ne? Can't be asking. So I'm like, ah, say less, dog. And then it was quiet. I'm like, what does she?
I would have said, I'm a G. Don't string me along, nigga. Ask about my woman. I'm like, wait. I tell you, then you ask me that, what does she? Way someone have asked that. Now it's huge. Now it's big, man. You know, that's you, man.
But you see, that's where like Mnaga's my nigga.
Yeah.
I'll never do anything to offend him. So when he says that, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Okay, yeah. Cool. Nah. I get that.
Yeah.
It's not even like, ah, fuck, man. It's content. It's not. Yeah. Like, no, I respect you because you're my brother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, that's my real brother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a rat. Okay, Tupac.
Like, if you say, like, let's say, for example, because we're always teasing you, like, do me. We're always teasing him about him coming out and whatever.
Yes,
like,
yes. Like,
if he comes to me
sure.
And says, like, yo, man, I don't really like that
he's
thing.
He's bi-curious. Like, about his bi-curiosity. About his bi-curiosity. Like, see, I'm bi-curious there, bro. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because Tumi's my boy.
If it touches him.
If it touches him.
Really, really does, yeah.
Then I'll be like, ah, no, say less.
Yeah.
I remember who did that. No one else has done that. No one, eh? Yeah, but you get what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Mm. So now has there ever been times where he's like, I didn't like that, but doesn't tell Mac or anything else?
Nah. I think after that, he also by how Mac received it, I think it also gave him, because imagine if Mac had like started arguing, then it could have been something that would have like go beyond. Mm. But because how he received it and where it just ended, it was like good, like life went on. Because I know he appreciates someone who just acknowledges, apologizes, moves on. He's that kind of guy.
Like, yeah, he seems. Yeah
very
that
simple.
Kind of guy. Yes.
It doesn't need to, we quickly, it's over. So I think from then, he also started not probably listening to the podcast or watching
because
he knows the nature
stuff hasn't stopped. I mean,
he knows the nature of the podcast that, so it's like,
I mean,
okay.
You're talking about your clip this episode. I mean, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah, you yeah, yeah you gave us that information. I mean, you volunteered. You were like, Chuck, you brought it to the fore to come play.
Hi, Bo. But I know he said,
Nara.
Please don't be sharing our specifics
of
on
course.
Our.
Oh,
of
yes,
our
that's different. Yeah. You see, like with the masturbation, that's you on your own. Yeah.
Whether
yes.
it's just general,
don't compromise
him. I can talk
him.
About sex. It's yes. obvious. And also, another thing is that
yes.
at the end of the day, I can't be ashamed of talking about marital sex. We're married, we're two people, and obviously we're having sex.
Mm.
So we can't have, like, it's like, oh, shameful. Because sometimes I see in the comments, ah, ghost lady, why are you talking about, you're married, you're talking about sex. And it's like, so it's
the
shameful
fuck?
To be talking about sex
dude,
and
that's
you're
when
married.
You should be a sex
this is
freak.
When you should be talking, and it's like,
yeah.
everyone engages, we're happy with,
yeah, gladly you're married, you're,
yeah.
You're, I used to think when people are married, they're sex machines. Then I grew up and I found out that's, when
no,
they stop having sex.
No, but it's because it's there's almost this shadow that is put over marriage, like as if we must hide.
Yeah.
And then that's when people now think that they're having something that married people are not having. No.
Yeah.
We're doing the same thing, guys. Same thing.
All right, Gosley, let's go to your questions. You done, right?
Okay. I answered you?
Yeah, you
are
did.
You happy?
And also, I think it sounds like, because I honestly feel like in 2026, if Mac, let's say you had an episode like that, and Mac asked you, are you wearing your panty? I feel like you wouldn't have a problem with it now.
Exactly.
I feel like that was a rude awakening of what show this is. That's when you found out what show this is. You know what I mean?
Because people are crazy.
Yeah, because Mac is like when he was dropping you off, means the early stages as well. So now I think he wouldn't even like, he'd be like, ah, as long as it's not,
for,
you know.
For 5 months, we didn't think Mnaga existed because she said, hey, I got a man, but he'd never come up. He'd never pick her up. And she was there until with us until 11.
No, there were times that I was telling
him, my man, hey, Len, this one is loose. Eh?
You're Maggie. This is when you must not believe Beck.
Yeah, Meg doesn't think. Meg he doesn't think like that. He doesn't think like that. He doesn't Meg. Even behave like that.
Meg.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I know.
No, it was very respectable.
Yeah. And he met you guys even then. There was a time I was like, no, you must meet you guys. I forced him.
Yeah, 5 months later.
Not 5 months. It was probably 3 weeks, a month in. Yeah. Like he came to drop me off at your house and I was like, come back and pick me up. And he came to see you guys.
No, but we never sexualized. Yeah, that's weird. Eh?
No. We just spoke. It's been an open podcast. And even when I said I want to join, I knew already the contents that was being. And I was like, I'm open. Yeah. I don't mind. I don't cringe at these. Maybe if I'm unable to answer some of this, because maybe it's like, yo, I can't think. I don't know.
Then when we went to the pool, him and Tabang, best friends, chief.
Oh. For real.
Tabang knows what underwear he wears, bro.
Yeah, in Durban, they were, they call each other my boy.
Like, if Nara walks in right now, he's going to chill by Tabang's corner.
Yeah.
For real.
For the longest time. Dope, they love each other, bro.
Oh, nah, beautiful. Bro, romance.
How did you guys get so close, bro? You and Mnaga.
I don't know. I think maybe it's because, like, we're both introverted and, you know, we kind of understand each other, you know?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, man. He's I never would have thought you introverted, bro. I remember the most time I spent with Tabang was when we're in Cape Town.
Mm.
Yeah.
The first time we shared a room together.
Yeah. Oh, you pranked us that we want to share a room together. We eventually didn't. Yeah, Tabang was so social.
He was trying,
and we didn't sleep. We were going out looking for girls where he was. And we didn't get anything. Did you get girls? Yeah. You got girls, yeah. So, yeah, man. Wow, I didn't know that you...
Yeah.
You're definitely true. Yeah. True. I am.
Were you there, Ghost Lady? That first Cape Town trip?
I have fun.
I was there.
Hey, that was amazing. The first
it was, Cape Town trip. The beer place, right?
The beer place.
Ukamba.
Yes, Ukamba.
Beer.
This was just after lockdown.
At a brewery, like a little craft brewery, by the deck. What's that place?
Radisson.
No, that's where we slept. But where we had the podcast.
Ukamba
Beer Works.
Ukamba Beer Works by the fishermen, not fishermen's.
It was by the harbor, though.
You know,
by the harbor.
We haven't done a party in Cape Town since. Well, apart from the
tour. We haven't, bro. Yeah. We haven't done anything in Cape Town.
That was amazing.
And we get
that
so much fun, bro. In Cape Town.
That was amazing, man. That was so amazing. I remember that. Yeah, that was beautiful.
I remember I said to Sol, you're sleeping with Sean. I was like, no problem. Say that now.
I wouldn't have a problem, man. You know me. I'm humble.
I'm kidding, dog.
I'm humble.
You knew I was coming.
I'm humble. But we didn't. They were pranking us though, because I had my own room. Yeah. But I was like, alright,
cool. Okay, ghost lady.
I'm new around here. I'm not senior. New.
Ghost lady.
Okay, Mac. What's your ultimate vision for the podcast, the network?
Ooh. To be honest, I feel like it's time for the network to outgrow me. In terms of like, not everything must be reliant on me, and just do dope shit, man. But like, I feel like, I think what we're doing is cool, but for it to be cemented as a business, like a full-fledged network, it needs to outgrow me in terms of like, I don't need to do everything.
Mm.
You know, like I wish there was a show, or one day my wish is to get a show that can do the same numbers we do without us.
That's when it's a truly fledged
business. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's my vision.
Beautiful.
Okay. But it's about doing dope shit. dope shit. And next year, I think, man, next year's exciting, man. Yeah, that's my answer.
2027?
Yeah.
Next year?
Is next year 2027?
We say, he said this thing right when we, before we start. Like, remember, man, we don't say this year because this thing, you know, because it could be 2026 now.
Okay, yeah, but you know.
So 2026.
Yes. Yeah.
Mbuzo Munye.
To Meg. No, to you. Okay, my question to you. I'm trying to.
Oh, you have one.
I do. I'm trying to structure it though.
Are you a gay?
That would be funny. She did accuse me of kissing Musa Kaula. Remember the other day she was like, and you and Musa were kissing.
I'm trying to find like
yeah, it's fucked up. A polite way.
No, not as polite.
Wait, are you guys close, by the way? Do you guys like chat on WhatsApp and stuff? Mm. Like when we're not shooting?
Nah.
For it's just real? A question or something. If
yeah, like I want, but it's or, generally work yeah, or like
related
professional stuff.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be like, hey, say, send my greetings that side. You know, like yeah. But when we're together, I can ask about like I was talking about her Hyrox. Before we started the show, you know, she was competing in Hyrox the other day and we were chatting, you know, the kids, you know, she was saying grown up now.
Mm.
Yeah. So not today, but the other day. So,
oh shit, you got to bleep out the name.
Only when I see
bleep out the name, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Only when I see you. Mm. Yeah. But we're not like just chat and.
No, I get you.
You know, we're not close. So that's why I found it difficult to have a question. You can get help. For the question.
Oh, I think she's got one.
Oh, you got one?
Yeah, she's got one.
I'm just waiting for you to stop talking.
I was helping you to think. That's why I just kept on
What's
talking.
What's the question?
No, so my question is, it's almost like, what do you feel soil is holding you back?
Even.
Oh, wow.
Hey, which one is holding back from what?
Generally,
I feel like he
gets it.
So let me finish the question.
I think I know what you're asking. Yeah. So that's
what
I want to talk.
What are you asking?
So I'm asking in terms of in your next step, like in what you want to do in your next. And this is it. May just in parallel with what is happening, not that it changes what he's already doing. Just what's holding him back in his next step, whether it's
his next Kaya.
No. If it's Kaya, but what is holding
or business or just
yes, business
fully
family
yes.
wise? If it's marriage or what is
oh the, now I'm confused.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying whatever that is like holding you back.
Now I'm confused, man. Marriage. What's holding me back? Oh, that's because I'm a man. What's holding me back from getting married?
Oh, okay, I got you. Yeah.
But it's just what's holding you back.
I think I wanna always perfect things, you know, in my head first before I overthink too much instead of just doing stuff, you know? You want them to be perfect and they could never be perfect because you'll improve them as you go, but it's just to start. So for me, it's the overthinking of things, you know, and thinking of what could go bad more than what could go well. And so I'm dealing and handling that. But it's overthinking and wanting things to be perfect. And I'm coming to realize there's no perfect time. And even if they're perfect in your head, when you execute it, it won't be as perfect as they are in your head. You know, so it's overthinking. It's the overthinking.
So what are you overthinking right now, currently?
I can't say.
Why?
What am I overthinking now?
Yeah. Now, in terms of like, what is it that you want to do, but you're overthinking it?
Like right now, it's
right now you're overthinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm overthinking.
What are you fucking doubts about?
Right now, I'm overthinking. Yeah.
You're overthinking the sharing now.
The
sharing part of it.
Yes. Yeah. Actually, yes.
Why?
But generally, I don't know. Maybe it's, I don't know what it is. I don't know. Mm. I don't know.
Do you feel like you're overly too secretive?
You're overthinking.
I'm secretive enough.
Yeah.
Not overly. Maybe, but I think I'm secretive enough. You know, I'm secretive. I'm the one person. We all share a big part of our lives on the podcast. People know me fairly well. No. So I'm not that secretive.
No.
I'm not secretive.
That secretive. We may be talking.
I'm secretive enough.
Yes.
What does that mean? Secretive enough.
Like, there's things I keep to myself about my life. And then, like, everybody does, you know?
Even with us? Like, even when the cameras are off?
No, when the cameras are off. No, not too much, you know?
Not too much.
Yeah. So you, like, I don't know everything about you. And it's fine.
No, that's fine.
And I could never do. And there's a part of things that are yours that are for you.
Mm. Okay. So you'd never buy a new Bryce then and not tell us?
Oh. If
a new couch and not tell us.
If I buy a new price tag, no, listen. If I buy a new price tag, it means I had an old one. But did I tell her about the old one? Mac.
If you are buying in a new location, would you tell us?
Oh man, I would. Oh, I promise.
Okay.
I would.
Okay. I think we are close friends. We are besties.
This was fun. Yeah, this was fun, man.
We hope you guys enjoyed it. We love you guys so much, man.
Yeah, man.
We are nothing without you. Thank you at so all. Much to all the chillers.
Yeah.
Thank you to all the chillers that sent questions. We did most of them, right? Mm-hmm. Are you happy, Dudu? You the producer. You happy? All right, cool, man. Let's do this. This year was more interesting than last year, hey?
Oh, yeah, the questions. Yeah. Oh, definitely.
We're getting in trouble for that. One must go. That one, we're getting in trouble for. Now I know how these guys feel when they answer. Hey,
hectic, eh? You ask their friend about their friends.
Yo.
Who must go?
Who must go?
I need to face this nigga.
At least he said no one must die.
Oh, yeah. No one must die. No one must die. We know the serial economy, but no one must die. Ramaphosa economy, no one needs to die.
We out here, man. Welcome to Jill Boom.
Bye.